everybody. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about personage and what goes on in our courtrooms, how important it is for the judge to establish jurisdiction, and he can only have jurisdiction over the legal fiction person, which is why Judge John Hurley used the term person 22 times at this bail hearing. And it's also why, and I started to say, he asked him if he had a bank account. And if you look at the bank statements that you get, they come to you in all caps letters. That is because the bank is dealing with Federal Reserve note. This whole system is based on Federal Reserve debt notes. Okay. And the straw man is our transmitting utility. And I think when I read that excerpt, and I, again, if you want to find it, you can find it on page 62, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by attorney Melvin Stamper. Whereas commercial fictions, they were going to deal with commercial fictions as though they were real. The straw man is the commercial fiction he is referring to. Okay, security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contract. What is the contract that he's referring to where the presumption is brought in that he is there on behalf of the straw man? And that is his bank account. Unless he signed up for that bank account and put without prejudice above his name, it is through that bank account that they're validating on the record that they are dealing with the person. I think, is there only one clip left, Ken? Ken, are you there? Is there only one clip left? Oh, there. That we did clip six, or was that clip six? Okay, let's play that now.
Where is my remedy, sir?
Well, whose remedy are you asking for? The settler, the agent, the individual, or the person?
I'm asking for the opportunity.
Who are you speaking on behalf of right now?
Sir, I don't understand that question. I believe that you're trying to confuse me now.
No, I'm not.
Simply separating myself from the person. They are two different entities,
right,
and I know
the
that.
The court is not viewing you as two different people. The court is viewing you as
one entity, sir?
For the purpose of these cases.
Then what entity are you referring to me as?
David Hall, who's the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person.
I'm not the person, sir.
Okay,
I am not
the person, David Hall. Tell him he's not leaving jail either, all right?
Sir, then may I ask what my remedy is? Can you provide me a remedy so that
I may... Your remedy is, you don't really have a remedy. Well, you could appeal it to the 4th District Court of Appeal.
How long am I going to be held, sir?
Until another judge tells you can be released.
I would like to settle this matter, sir.
We're not going to settle it today.
Then I'm being denied my... For the record, I'm being denied my remedy.
What do you think your remedy is?
My remedy is being denied. For the record, I am the real individual, and this action is under color of law, and I don't understand this color of law action.
Okay. Well, have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Come on.
Down the middle. Let's roll. It's over.
All right. Sorry about that, Mr. Miller.
Your Honor, I was expecting it, so I was well prepared.
Yes, sir.
Arturo Pinto?
I just wanted to make a clear record. That's all I was trying to do, is make a clear record.
Well, someday, Your Honor, I'm going to do a study and figure out exactly what's going on with all that stuff. Right now, it's just all a bunch of mumbo-jumbo to me.
Whether you know it or not, I have been, I have a judgment for, I think, $100 million by the Sovereign Citizen Organization for, I don't know, something. But that was posted on my door a couple of years ago.
Okay, so I think from this clip we understand that the people, and Judge Dale covers that, and we have that excerpt from his book, In Lawfully Yours, that you can file paperwork in the UCC, and claim your name. And there are people who've done it, and there's all kinds of ideas out there of how to do it. I've heard a bunch of them. I mean, I counted the other day, there may be 10 different strategies floating around from 10 different researchers on how to do this. But if you go into that courtroom and you don't understand there's presumption by you mere being there, just by you being there, there are presumptions that exist within the courtroom. If you don't rebut these presumptions, it did you no good to file your paperwork, which is exactly what happened to David Hall. He was not successful in killing the presumption that he was a person. He did a couple things. Now, I thought he was very brave, and I'm on his side. You know, I refer to him as Gentleman David Hall. But he did a couple things that Judge Dale would say might have gotten him into trouble. He did not use the term, I'm here by special appearance. He did not. He referred to himself as a private individual, and if you look up individual is another legal term sometimes used to mean person. He never identified himself as a living flesh and blood man. So, and the whole thing about the bank account. He asked him if he had a bank account. He didn't say, I have a bank account out of necessity. I'm forced to have a bank account because it's the only way I can pay my bills. So, you know, from what the judge put on the record, I think that judge is probably satisfied that what he put on the record would prevent any trouble for himself in the future. And he made that point. I just wanted to get it on the record. Now, if any challenge comes up for jurisdiction, now the judge would probably haul this out and put it on the record that he had jurisdiction in that courtroom. So we do have some callers. I thought that was an interesting example of the games that are played in our courtroom by these deceptive, evil son-of-a-gun judges. We have a caller from Washington. Richard, what did you think?
I thought it was a great presentation, great analysis by you as to exactly what mistakes were made. The reason I'm calling is I never know if hosts are aware of other hosts. Are you aware of Clint Richardson?
Yes.
And you're aware that he's put out his book?
Yeah, it's 700 pages.
There you go. And maybe we should send it to the judge because he wanted to do a study of exactly what was happening in his courtroom. If he was serious, basically the definitive work, I think, would be Clint Richardson's when all these terms are defined and essentially your knowledge is made readily available in written form.
Didn't you feel bad for David Hall?
I did, in the fact that, in a way, you know, he was being bamboozled, and he tried to clear himself of being bamboozled, but the fact that he was drinking and other things kind of like brought a little, hesitation in my support.
Well, yeah, except that, remember, they accused him of that. So you and I probably go to the school, the church that says, I can accuse you of drinking and driving, but I have the obligation to prove it, don't I?
Well, there you go. And he wasn't driving anyway. He was traveling. He had a lot of the right, intelligent things to say, but right. Like you said, he wasn't complete in his knowledge. And when you're not complete in your knowledge, basically you're at the whim of people that are trying to hoodwink you.
Yes. And I'll tell you, this is why Judge Dale in his book, and it's in Lawfully Yours, and if you haven't read Lawfully Yours, folks, it's free. It's a free download from my website. But, you know, the traveling argument doesn't really help him, did it? Because, again, he was there as a person, and he could not shed that personage label that judge worked very hard to put on him. And, you know, he learned, Fred Hall, don't you think David Hall learned to the best of his ability? And that's a good example of how hard they try to hoodwink you.
Well, I've been in his position, and I have the knowledge that I have. And again, I don't have complete knowledge, which is probably my error right from the start. But I remain silent in court with the assistance of the appointed attorney, the defense attorney, and with the permission of the judge. And without that, I thought maybe I could escape the status of personhood or individual or defendant or whatever. I couldn't. They just got a marshal that knew me from before to testify that I was the person. And I'm bonkers already. I'm in trouble. So, you know, it's once you're in the system, without your permission or, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you're pretty much at their whim.
You are at their whim. And that is why Judge Dale said when you get a summons and it's unlawfully yours, I mean, he says very clearly, these courts are not there for us. He says clearly, you have to cancel the summons. No contract. I do not consent to these procedures. You've got to do it within 3 days. Staying out of their court is really, in his opinion and mine, the best strategy if you can pull it off.
Exactly. And as you pointed out, or the introduction pointed out, the Federal Reserve notes, basically they're all doing commerce and trying to enlarge their possession of Federal Reserve notes. And once they've got you, they'll mine you for all you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this. I wish I could say this was unusual, but some wonderful people have done videos of this. It's going on across the country. What I mean, and it's happened to you, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, tragic. But the more we know, I think the better we're going to be able to protect ourselves from this. The crime is personage.
well, that's it. And just to bring the to the fore, Clint Richardson's book is free. All you have to do is go to Straw Man Story and get a download of the PDF file, and you can gain the knowledge yourself. So I thank you for hearing that, and carry on. I'll listen to the rest of the program.
Okay, thanks, Richard. I appreciate that. Well, Clint Richardson may have put out a wonderful book, but there's no way I can go through 700 pages of any book. So I would recommend if people, I'm not saying not to get his book, but there are shorter things that you can read. One is Melvin Stamper's Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, and it has an awful lot in it. Now, Melvin does also offer a strategy, but he admits to the fact that these courts are entrapment, and you really have to know what you're doing if you're going to be in there and not get trapped. It's pretty darn hard to do. Okay, let's take the next caller, and that is Art. Art, are you there?
Hey.
Good evening, Art.
What?
Did we lose Art? Okay, Art, we can't hear you. Well, for some reason, we can't hear him. Yeah. Okay, let's take Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I just had a quick short. Clint's book is, I forget what he said, strawmanstory.info. In case you wanted that. But the judge told the gentleman to have a nice day.
Yes, I heard
and,
that.
And from etymonline.com, etymonline.com, the word nice, adjective, means careless, clumsy, weak, poor, needy, simple, stupid, silly, foolish. Adjective. As a noun, it means folly, stupid, foolishness, childishness, and simplicity. So the judge wished him to have what every prisoner has, I suppose.
Yeah, I agree. There's no question.
I'm not sure if the judge realizes it, but...
Right. Well, the judge was railroading this man, and he had a week to prepare to do so. And admitted that. I mean, I thought it was a great clip because we can learn a lot from it, can't we? I mean, the judge tipped his hat in a lot of ways. It wasn't very subtle either. I didn't think. I thought it was like, okay, there it is, folks. That's what you got. And last week we did a show, I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, on Freemasonry. And most of these judges are Freemasons. So that's another oath they take, right? Art, are you there? Oh, sorry, Art, we lost you. Art?
Well, things in. Hello?
Art, are you there? We lost you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Jeez, boy, I'm having some serious phone issues today. Okay, anyway, I was calling in because I heard several things there in that clip that really stood out with me. And one thing I've noticed is, and I see this with people who do YouTube videos or talk radio hosts and stuff, they miss some of the most obvious things that, because I have studied law, I'm going to catch things that some people are going to miss. Now, I did catch a few things there that most people miss. Now, we don't know all the little, tiny, little, intricate details about this. One of the things I noticed right off the bat during the very beginning was apparently Mr. Hall, and I feel bad for him. I really do. My heart goes out to the man. He tried. I give him credit. Right. But he went in there with pending felonies. Bad move. You never, ever, 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 ever walk into a courtroom when you have pending felonies.
He didn't have a choice. You didn't see the YouTube. He was in. Okay. He was already incarcerated.
Oh, okay. Well, unfortunately, that went against him.
Yep, it did.
The second thing I noticed was a couple different times he did use the words, "I understand." You never use those words. You always say, "I comprehend," or "I recognize what you're saying."
Yes.
But you never stand under anything.
Right, got it. That's true.
Another thing that you must do is you must establish jurisdiction right from the start, which is what one of the things he failed to do. There's an interesting individual. When I was doing talk radio several years ago, in 2010, I believe it was, I interviewed a man in by the name of Keith Thompson. And he was in there for much of the same issue. He was driving issues with licenses and registrations. And one of the very first things he did was establish common law jurisdiction. Bam! Right there, you've got them, because he established this with the bailiff, bringing the bailiff under his jurisdiction. There are certain things when it comes to procedure that must be adhered to when you walk into an admiralty court. And well, you never cross the bar. You always remain in the balcony. You never cross that bar. Once you cross the bar, you're no longer on dry land. You are on the ship of the captain's ship.
Okay, Art. In this case, remember, he was already in jail. When you get a chance to watch the YouTube, you will see that he was in a room in the jail where they were marching prisoners up for their bail hearings. He was in a room with a lot of chairs and a lot of other men. There was no bar.
Oh, so he wasn't actually in a courtroom then?
No. And I I thought I said that, but if I didn't, I'd like the listeners to understand. When you watch the YouTube, you will see the scenario. All of these men had already been arrested. They were in a room with a bunch of chairs. Each one was walked up to this position where he was on camera, and the judge would talk to him, and this was all done from two different locations.
Ah.
Okay, sorry.
That's interesting.
Sorry to make that clear. We're going to have to take a break, Art. We'll be back shortly.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about the crime of personage against living men and women. And it's unfortunate David Hall didn't catch the trick that Judge John Hurley put in there, saying, "I recognize my oath to myself." And he should have objected to that. He didn't recognize an oath to the court. Okay, Art, what else did you notice?
Okay, something else I noticed was when the charges were being read off. Well, before I get to that, you mentioned that he referred to himself as the individual, and you're right. Individual is also a legal term.
Yep.
And
so is
what
agent.
He should have done was, or agent, what he should have said was, "I am the natural, the living man of
right.
flesh and blood."
Yes.
That distinguishes himself
from the straw man.
From the straw man. This
yes.
is the only way, legally yes. and lawfully, and this is something people need to understand. There's a difference between legal and lawful. Legal falls under equity, which is the maritime law. Lawful is under the Constitution or common law. There is your difference right there. And so you need to cover both of them, and the only way to do that is to separate yourself from the corporate fiction by referring to yourself as the natural living man of flesh and blood.
You know what
that
I call it?
That is the only way that you can do it.
You know what I call it? Resurrect yourself from the dead.
Exactly. That's something else I wanted to mention, too. But one other thing that I noticed in the very beginning was when the charges were being read off, I heard, a reference to tags which should not have been on that car.
Yes, I heard that too.
Bing, bang, boom, gotcha, pal, sucks to be you.
Right.
That was a stupid move in and of itself.
Well, I do know a man who put his own tags on, and he got by with it for quite a time. I knew another man who did it for several years, and he gave it up because all they did was hassle him.
Yeah. Well, if you have, and you have to do this, you create what's called an affidavit of notice. You carry this in your car, in your automobile, not in your vehicle. See, it's all about language here.
Right.
And then you create your common law identity, which must be on paper as well. And then you can create your own tag.
Well,
and this
again,
you can do, but there is a process that you have to go through.
I know. Art, I'm saying that I know a man who did it successfully, okay?
Right. And there are people that do it.
There
but
are
you're
people
get
that do it. But what he has said to me after he did it for quite a few years, that it never stopped the hassle. He didn't end up in jail. He didn't end up with a fine. But they kept pulling him over again and again, and he just got tired of fighting the fight.
And
so
that's
it doesn't
how they
mean
do
they're going to leave you alone and be peaceful necessarily either, does it?
But like you said, he didn't go to jail. They just harass him, and that's what they do. They will harass you until you give up, until you quit, and then they win.
I understand.
But
I totally agree.
There is nothing we can do until we change the system, and we're not going to change the system with the current politics as they are. We have to eliminate all of that and start fresh.
We have to change the money system. I don't know. Did you hear? In the beginning, I was describing the triumvirate that our country is. It's a corporation, and it's linked to the Federal Reserve note, and it's linked to the bar. Yep. That's what runs our country. If we remove any of those entities, then we can start to get back a justice system. But all three of them, it's almost impossible for us to overcome unless we do our best not to consent by contracting with them.
And that's the whole thing right there. And, you know, that is the biggest part right there, is the not contracting. And this is where people like me who do know this stuff, and we know, and people, and we know how to live free, we know how to live independent, we know how to be sovereign, not sovereign citizens, but sovereigns, masters of our own kingdom. We know how to do this, but we are being forced to work within the system that we detest so much, because everybody around us refuses to do it any other way. I would love to deal with nothing but trade, barter, exchange, labor for service, whatever, gold, silver, chickens, eggs, whatever. I'd love to do that, but I can't do that until I get everybody that I deal with to stop dealing in that funny money.
Oh, that's a great point. We've got other callers. Thanks for your input. I really appreciated that. We're going to go on break and move on to someone else. Is that okay, Art?
All right, have a great one. Yep.
Good comments. Good comments. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Folks, I am living flesh and blood woman by the name of Al Whitney. I'm not a legal fiction. I think it's important for people to understand this. And again, we have, if you haven't read Lawful Ears, which is only 67 pages, it's got a lot of ideas of how you can not contract, how you can protect yourself, and how you can get on the record your status as a living flesh and blood man or woman. I really appreciated Art bringing that up, because not enough of our little legal gurus, even on all of these talk shows, remind people that, for the record, if you don't state that you're a living flesh and blood woman, the presumption will remain, no matter what you call yourself, it will remain that you are the straw man. So it's so important that you get that in and on the record. Okay, we have another caller, John from California. Good evening, John.
Hi, Al. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Hey, Al, in reference to David Hall and those clips you played,
yes.
I think he did the best that he could under the circumstances, and I didn't realize he was already in jail for a week, so which means he came in there the previous week, probably
right,
on the basis of a summons, a written summons. But what I was a little disappointed. I kept waiting for him to say, start making the difference between, you know, and again, I get all that about the individual, so that was a bad term to use,
yep.
And I'm not sure where he got the settler, but anyway, and certainly, he never used the term straw man that I recall.
No.
But if he would have said something more to the effect that to the judge that the differences between him and the so-called person that he's really talking to is the difference between the way he writes his name in upper and lowercase letters, the first name and last name being uppercase, the first letter, and the fact that the courts and the government uses all capital letters. I'm not sure how much it would have helped you, him, and so I don't necessarily disagree with anything that's been said before, but I was just a little surprised you didn't try to ease into that a little bit, you know, just for the benefit of not hearing catcalls and jeers at the end of the judge's statements about how he's putting both of them in jail right now and revoking bond. You know, so
yes.
Anyway, but
yes.
And
the judge kept jurisdiction, and he didn't manage to get jurisdiction away from that judge, did he?
Correct. Yeah. So, and I think one of your previous callers was just a little too sensitive about the fact that he had been drinking. I won't go into the thing about the false tags on the license or whatever. But you know, you correctly pointed out that it would be nice though if someone does accused of violating the DWI laws in the state of Florida, that someone should have to prove that he did it, you know, and he made a point. The judge made it clear at the very beginning he didn't even want to talk about it, you know. So, what David Hall did not say is that, well, the reason why that none of those laws probably applied to him is because he deliberately did not get down on bended knee when his license expired and begged for the privilege of having another driver's license. So therefore, the vehicle code would not apply to him, just as it doesn't apply to illegal Mexicans who were in this country. You know?
Well, and he didn't even say, you know,
sometimes. And I'm not sure that would have helped him completely, but it would have helped a little bit, I think. Not that it made a difference in the end, but it would have given the judge a little bit more of a hard time, which I really wish he could have given him, so.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I haven't seen too many people succeed with the traveling argument.
That's a complicated. I knew where he was going with it, but there's people that get read this website called section520.org, and there's more and more gobbledygook and mishmash there, and I've had it downloaded for several years, and I still haven't got it straight, and there's. So anyway, that's a real complicated issue. It's too much for just one something like that. You know, it'd be too much introduction. The judge would never have given him time to do it. I had one other little point I wanted to make, Al. I did send you an email this past Tuesday, and I'm from a town called Rancho Cucamonga in Southern California, and I discussed with you about an impending city fire department inspection of my private engineering office that I don't open up to anyone because it's private unless I allow them to come in. And I used your website email address, nomorecorruption@wowway.com.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm not getting trouble from Earthlink. They're having trouble delivering it. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, the long and short of it is simply this. I did take your advice, and I did start reading Lawfully Yours, and I did get to this part of the of Lawfully Yours. It's on page 12. You talk about citations, and you talk about a cop giving someone a ticket. You know, you've got 3 days, the end of the midnight of the third business day, to say you don't accept this offer to contract, put it in writing, and you know, follow some basic rules and so forth, and you can cancel that contract. And then, but then you cite, and the problem I'm having, Al, is you cited the Federal Truth in Lending Act, that's Tyler Act of 1968. I downloaded that act, and yes, there is. It's a 22-page PDF. There is a section 125 that discusses right of rescission as to certain transactions.
Right.
And the ones that they talk about, this is a Truth in Lending Act. You know, this is where they lend money for real estate, and that's the certain case they're talking about. except as otherwise provided in this section, in the case of any consumer credit transaction in which a security interest is retained or acquired in any real property, blah, 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 blah. The obligor shall have the right to rescind the transaction until midnight of the third business day following the consummation of the contract, the delivery, da, da, da.
Okay, John, I just don't think that would apply to... Our courts are part of the bank.
But people don't understand that.
It's all part of the bank. People don't understand that. They think the courts are about the law. Since the bankruptcy, our courts are about the bank. It's all about the money. It is all everything they do, all these contracts are about the money. And that's why Judge Dale recommends using that process, because it's about the money. The summons is for you to come to court and pay the money.
Right, but there's no real property involved.
You are. They're claiming you.
I see what you mean. Well, there's a security interest and a real property.
Yes. And what were you listening when I opened the show tonight and read from Melvin Stamper?
Yes.
Okay. Security instruments replace substance as collateral for debts. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. So your straw man is your transmitting utility. It is the security interest in you. That's why they're using truth in lending.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Courts are part of the bank. Thanks for clearing that up. Thanks. I'll take a closer look at that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, John.
We have another caller.
Is that about it? Okay. He had some good comments. Okay, I think we have time for Jim from Illinois. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, hello. I really am glad you brought that video to the table and provided it for analysis, because we really need to see that type of stuff and talk about it, because we can actually plot workable solutions. My observation, first, I'd like to say the jurisdictional issue starts as soon as a state agent will pull you over.
Right.
And anytime they come up to you and start questioning, it's interrogation.
Right.
The pullover is don't even go to detain. If they come up and ask you, do you know why I'm here? And I go, yeah, I go, I have no idea why you're pulling me over, and I wonder why you have placed me under arrest. You've got to start establishing your jurisdiction right then and there. They may say that, well, you're not under arrest, it's a detention, but it's an arrest, all right? Your locomotion has been halted. Forgive the fireworks in the background, neighbors. Anyway, once you establish that there is an arrest, they are bound to read you the Miranda warning any time of arrest. Now, if you continue to discuss things with them, you are disclosing information that you don't need to do. You are basically making their case for them. And if they fail to read your Miranda rights, you can say, well, isn't there some procedure when you arrest me that you're supposed to follow? You keep questions. Anyway, now jumping over to the courtroom courtroom deal with David. I got a lot of admiration just because I've been in that position, and it is very intimidating, all right?
Jim, can I ask you a question? I didn't get to mention this. Were you brought from the jail into the courtroom? People are reporting that if you're in the jail and then brought to the hearing, that while you're in the jail, they keep the lights on, they keep the rooms cold, they do everything, they seem to be able to do everything they can to disorient you. Did you experience that?
Well, they do all that. They take your clothes from you. They keep you cool. You are basically traumatized, okay?
Yes.
And that's bottom line. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And
I wanted you to make that point for people, because it's easy for us to analyze what David did right or wrong, but people need to understand what condition he was in when he went into that hearing, right?
Oh yeah, and it's not great, man. You know, you're in an alien environment. You may be in there with some real dangerous people.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. Everything. It's noisy. Sometimes it can be filthy. You know. But getting to his hearing, it was a video hearing.
Right.
All right. And as soon as the judge started talking, all right, that was fine. But when he let the woman, the prosecutor, start reading the charges,
right,
that is when David should have objected, right?
Yes.
Then and there.
Right.
That is a prosecutor acting as a witness, and they're introducing facts that are outside the four corners rule, okay? And unless you start objecting immediately, that you waive that. And you may have to object many different times. The judge may tell you to shut up, and you object to him telling you to shut up. You be respectful, all right?
Right.
But you stay firm. You stand your lawful realm, your jurisdictional standing.
Do you agree that there should have been 22 objections to being referred to as a person?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Nobody's perfect, but if you get enough objections in there, you're laying down an appellate foundation. Which,
a record.
This guy, he really doesn't have an appellate foundation. I mean, you can always challenge jurisdictional authority by collateral attack at any point in time, but from what I could see, he didn't do a very good job. He tried his best, all right?
Yes.
Let me not take that away from him.
Me.
All right, so you shut the prosecutor up. Then the judge is the one who needs to read the charges. Now, once he reads the charges, he asks you, do you understand that? And you say, I apprehend that. Forget about this. I don't stand under, or, you know, comprehend is okay, but yes, I apprehend what you have said. And then he's going to probably ask you how you plea, all right? Now, I don't know how to do demur very well yet, but, you know, I'm working on it. But the thing is you tell him, I don't intend to enter a plea, and the court is not my counsel, and I object to them entering a plea for me, all right? You lay that down. Now, they're going to enter a plea for you anyway. The next thing is, where the guy got caught up, David got caught up, was when the judge started interrogating him. The judge was then starting to ask him investigatory questions. He then became the prosecutor. At that point in time, David should have objected from the first question, objection, whatever, I object,
okay,
Your Honor.
Jim, we've only got a couple minutes left. I have to wind up for tonight. I appreciate some of your comments. I'm glad you found that an educational video.
One more point is when you object to that and he continues to ask you questions, say you can neither confirm nor deny, and I invoke Fifth Amendment immunity. And with that...
Okay.
Be
okay.
Well, blessings of liberty.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling in. I'm afraid I don't agree with a lot of what Jim just added. If you look unlawfully yours, some of that is not really recommended. It is all about jurisdiction. And finding out if it's statutory jurisdiction, many people start there. What's the jurisdiction of this court? If it's statutory jurisdiction, you've got to extract yourself from the person because the person is not alive and has no rights. And that's what everybody has to hopefully take away from this. Well, we had another caller, Chris, and I'm afraid we don't have time for it. I recommend that everybody read Lawfully Yours. It's only 67 pages, not 750. It's a good opener to the topic. And my next recommendation would be Melvin Stamper's book, which isn't that big either. Get yourself familiar, maybe on the shorter versions. So you're introduced to this topic and you understand that the courts are a bank and you're in there to make money for that bank. We already talked about the Chris account. Maybe we'll have to have another show about that. Okay, all of them, all of the money from the courts goes into the Chris account and the U.S. Treasury, which is they're one and of the same. They're one, the left hand and the right hand. So, thank you, people, for listening. I'm glad next week. I think we're going to get another audio tape of another encounter of a person with the system, so we can further understand what's going on. And please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer. This is an effort to help us image the world we know we deserve and the world we know our children deserve. And truthfully, there is power in us taking time to calmly listen to beautiful music and image the world we're worthy of. Thank you. We'll be back next week.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
What's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the all-